never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
How are you? Happy Wednesday. Come on in. Welcome to the Convalescing with Scott podcast. That's right. As I got my new hip to play with here, it's titanium and silicone. Well, those are two materials that I've played with in the past before, but not in this manner. Interesting. Anyway, good to have you here today. Today, I want to talk about success. Now, success is one of those words that we use because it's kind of generic and you kind of sort of know what it means, right? I say kind of sort of because you really don't know. Yeah, it's kind of sort of. But it's like, what exactly to you? Is it success in terms of happiness or money or being content or what is it? Hard to define. It's kind of all of that. And yeah. So we'll talk about that today. How do you know when you're a success? When you put the pedal to the metal and you get out there and decide to make your dreams come true and make your goals and turn them into reality and all that stuff. How do you know when you get there? I'll give you a clue today. You might not see this one coming. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Come on in. Welcome to the Convalescent Lounge here. For those of you brand new, you might have heard me talking about this. It's a day before I'm recording this program, day before I have hip replacement surgery, which freaked me out. It was like, wait a second, Doc, what do you mean? I am invincible. He said, well, you used to be invincible, and then you went out and beat yourself up for a whole bunch of years, and now you're not invincible anymore. But I can make you invincible again. I said, just do it. They can rebuild me. I just hope it's not going to cost $6 million. Anyway, good to have you today. Thanks for stopping by. I did mention my Perfect Week Planner yesterday. Go check that out, perfectweekplanner.com. And for those of you that are wanting to get involved with my Face Your Passion coaching group, you should, but not this week. I'm busy. But pay attention next week or so. We'll open that up again. We have a great group of people. If you're at the point where you feel like, okay, I got life going pretty good, I'm doing all right, feel like I'm making the right moves, feeling like this is cool, this is good, can't really complain too much, and yet you complain a little bit, because it's not exactly what you expected it to be. That's my specialty. That's where I work. That's my zone. Done all the right stuff, got everything you want, but you don't got what you want yet. That's Face Your Passion. So we'll talk about that next week. Just pay attention. I'll give you a chance to come and meet some of the folks, and we'll talk about it. Maybe you'll get in. So yeah, here we go. Okay, I forgot to set the timer. So this podcast will be about like 50 minutes long. Big question. People said, Scott, are you going to do a video? Because it is 2024, and that means, you know, if you're going to do something big like have your hip replaced, you may as well shoot a YouTube video and get some clicks and some views, right? I mean, I could drive like a million views on that. And the answer is, of course, I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm going to do it. So I will, but here's how I'm going to do it, okay? Just so you know, being the motivational character that I am, I've always been one. Okay, this is actually some good insight, so pay attention to this, okay? See, unlike people who decide to start a YouTube channel and they say, hey, I'm going to tell you about this thing I just ordered on the internet. Let's open the box and talk about it, and I'll teach you all about it. I'm like, wait a second. All you did was order it. You have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I see it all the time. Don't waste my time with that stuff. It's killing the internet. When you're an actual expert and you actually have expertise, then open your mouth. Which is why I am going to record a video, but it starts the day before surgery to give you a little backstory on it. And then we're going to use a fancy-dancy thing called an iPhone and record the day after surgery, because I think if you understand the philosophy and then you see the progress, I think that's better. But the lesson is this. I learned this a long time ago when I started the podcast. I said yesterday I used to be a fat guy. I was 250 pounds when I started this podcast a long time ago. To know anything about Scott, if you want to know me completely, just know I'm very, very good at getting fat. I'm also very good at not being fat. I've accomplished both in my life. I have a master's in both of them. Now I don't longer get fat anymore, although I know how to do it. But years ago, when I started my program, I had lost the weight, and then I started the podcast. And I had all these people who still had the weight on them. And they said, yeah, man, I got to lose 500 pounds. Well, not 300, literally 300 probably, maybe some 400, some big people. I'm going to start a podcast. At the time, YouTube wasn't so big. Let me start a podcast, and I'm going to track my journey. And I said, don't do that. Don't do that. Focus on you. Then what do you mean by that? I want to share. I want to help people. I say, that's too much pressure, man. It's all you can do not to eat the French fry. Why would you put the pressure on yourself to show somebody else what you're going to do and then have to come back and explain why you ate the French fry? Don't do it. It's your journey. Go take your journey. Don't share your story until the journey's done. Document it along the way if you want to, but don't do it until after the fact. I recently, Becca, several months ago, started going to church. Been fun. You know, I'm reading the Bible this year. And I like my pastor, Pastor Andrew. He's awesome. Get along great. Listen to my podcast, too. And of course, you know, they're trying to pull you in, get you a little bit more involved. And I stopped him in his tracks and said, Pastor, love you. Love you what's happening here. But this is my journey. I'll let you know when I'm ready for the rest. So do that. And I forget where I was going with this. But who cares? It's a podcast. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make the video for you, okay? It's going to be there. I'll let you know when it happens. And as we move forward here. So today, let's talk about a little success. How do you know when you're successful? And I'm sorry to take so long getting into this. Very special week. A conversation with me as I'm before I'm ready to have the doc do his thing. You know the weirdest part is, I mean, I hear tomorrow I'm going to get a bath from the nurses. I hear that. And I never thought about that. I'm like, seriously? Yeah, they're going to scrub you everywhere. No, seriously? Okay, well, and that's okay with you and my wife that I let you do that? I'm just saying. So how do you, you're in for a ride this week. I may lose every listener I have this week, but oh well, I'll get a few more. You know how you want to be a success, that strange generic term, but you don't know when you're going to be there. I mean, you're crazy involved. You're putting out fires all the time. My suggestion always is, if you're putting out too many fires, look in the mirror and decide if you have the matches in your hand. Because you probably are the arsonist and you're setting the fire, then you're calling the fire department and you're the fire department. You run to put it out yourself. Stop that. Sometimes you're just busy. It's just time to go home, right? And did I mention you're probably doing what you love and you're doing it successfully and still it's driving you insane? Why is it that life gets crazier when things go really well? So one thing I want to say is this is kind of bonus content, just one sentence you can run with this. A lot of people think if I work really hard and I get really successful, then someday I'll get to the top. It's going to be easy. The reward for doing a good job, no matter what you're good at, you do a good job, the reward is more chances to do a good job. If you're good at your job at work, your boss is going to say, here's a promotion. Let's go work more hours. You're awesome. Doesn't matter what you do. The reward for doing something really well is more. Ask anybody who's really, you know, taking it to the top. Like, you know, that's a Taylor Swift. Okay. I know Tay Tay. That's a lie. I don't know Tay Tay. You think she didn't work her ass off? It's worth it. Yes. We should call the people. She has her. Trust me, that young lady has got a lot to deal with. The reward for you being successful is more of what you've been doing. So do yourself a favor. Make sure whatever you're doing to get the success you're going to get is something you could just do no matter what. Something you could do no matter what. That's the first reward. There's another answer as too well. Another answer as well, too. Just move those words around. It's okay. Editors can do that these days. No matter what you do in your life, when enough people paying attention to you start paying attention to you, that's when you know your success. So this is something very hard to understand, and I don't want you to become cold and stop your emotions now. But when you get successful, a lot of people begin to pay attention to you. For me, all the spam robots start paying attention to me. It's like, really? Another filter to get rid of you? Happens. We have a saying in the business I'm in that when all the people who love you start showing up, all those others show up too. You know you're having success when all the wacky people show up on your Facebook feed. There you go. Happens. Some folks are going to love you. Some folks are going to hate you. Others won't have an opinion. But they're going to say something anyway because it is 2024. We have the internet and all. Why not just say it and then look back and see what you said and go, oh my God, internet's forever. Maybe. We haven't been down that road yet, have we? When you get successful, some people are going to be very, very jealous of you, and you're not going to know why. And you're going to feel guilty that you got stuff they don't have. Only you know you worked 90 hours a week to get it for 10 years. Now they wonder why you have a better house and a better car and more money, and you have the life you wanted. If you focused on your relationship, you got a great marriage while your friends have been divorced 3 times. They're going to wonder why they're going to be jealous of you. But a lot of people are going to be proud and understand you because you walk your talk. You live within your values. It doesn't really matter what you do. You will know you have succeeded when the lovers and the haters come out to play simultaneously. I know it's kind of weird, isn't it? And I bet you've experienced it before. Some people experience it in high school. I wasn't a member of that clique. What do you mean? The clique of the The leader of the football team, of the person who had all the high scores, the cheerleader who worked their butt off to be to the top, the people who got straight A's and the honor society and all that stuff. You don't want to be part of that clique? Jealous. I'm just saying, right? A little simple truth here. So as you work through your day today, as you work to get what you want in life, do yourself a favor. Because in the world that I live in, I don't like social media a lot. I'm actually a pretty private guy. I don't like all, and yeah, it's hard to believe on the show, right? I don't like it. I don't get affected by it. I just keep myself out of it. To me, it's a waste of time. It's energy coming from somebody else to me that gets in the way of my life. I focus my attention on the people, frankly, on my lovers. Well, okay, let me reword that. Let me reword. When the lovers come, man. Okay, let's move on. Let's just move on. Can't get out of that one. It does. Yeah. So work hard. Put the time in. Expect that the lovers are good. There, that word again. They're going to show up, and the haters too. Doesn't matter. You do what you do. Do it the best you can. Do what you love, even if you hate it. So when you get to the place that you need to be, it's okay you're there. It's okay they keep on coming at you. It's okay it gets a little more difficult because you love what you do. I work my butt off, sometimes a whole lot more than I should, but I don't complain hardly at all, except to my wife, which basically that's one of her jobs. And that's my job with her too, so, right? Okay. That's enough of me today. You've had enough of me. That's enough. I cut you off now. You're done. But you're welcome to come back tomorrow on the Daily Boost.
Keep moving.
Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving.
Gotta get